Hey, Daddy, are you busy? I know you're studying for a test. Of course you're busy. It's just that I really need to talk to you. Yeah, now. I'm sorry. Please? Okay, I'll try to be quick. You know that I really like you, right, Daddy? And you like me. I mean, I make you happy, right? Okay, good. What? I'm sorry. I'm just not very good at confrontation, okay? Well, I don't mean this to be a confrontation, really. I just. Can you just stop writing for a second and hear me out? Please. Okay. I'll just get right to it, okay? First of all, well, why do you make me call you daddy? I mean, I get it. Kind of. It's a sex thing, right? And that's okay. I knew you liked it, so I agreed. But you just wanted me to do it all the time. And, well, yeah, you're 2 years younger than me. Isn't that weird? Oh, don't look that way, Daddy. I'm just asking a question. No, it doesn't have to change. I guess it's just, well, it's kind of humiliating. Yeah, I'm like 22 years old and a senior in college. And you're 20, a sophomore. Isn't that kind of weird for me to call you Daddy? Yeah, well, I know you like it, but it seems, I don't know. Maybe you like forcing me to do it more than you actually like me doing it. Okay, maybe not forcing. I know I don't have to, but I just have this feeling that it's not about what I call you. It's more about. Well, it's more about making me uncomfortable. Isn't that true? Isn't that what you like about it? All I'm saying is that maybe we can just use something like sir or mister. I mean, either of those would be so much better than daddy. Oh. So you're saying I was right then. You do like it because it makes me uncomfortable. Okay, that's honest, I guess. And weird. But what I don't get is why. But I don't like it. Okay, yeah. I know I said it gets me flustered and horny. Maybe. I don't really know why, but I mean, it's not like that. It's more that I'm starting to get used to it, and that makes me feel so icky, honestly. Yeah, okay. No, it's okay. I'll keep doing it. Calling you daddy. I guess I'm kind of used to it by now. I'm cute. Well, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but thank you, I guess. Okay. Daddy. No worries. I was just asking. Oh no, wait, Daddy. I know you have to study, and I'm really sorry, but there's more I want to ask you than just the daddy thing. There's actually quite a bit more, and I wanted to get it all out there before I lose my nerve, okay? Okay. Well, about the about the gum that I've been chewing, the stuff that you order from Japan or whatever. Do I have to chew it all the time? Oh no, I'm not chewing any right this second. Why not? Well, I guess I wanted to give it a rest. I've been chewing so much of it lately, and it's just gross, Daddy. I mean, who makes gum that tastes like sperm? What kind of sick pervert came up with that? And who chews that stuff? Well, I know I do, but that's only because you make me. No, I know you don't make me. I just. You know I want to make you a happy daddy, so I do it for you. I just don't understand why. Why do you want me to chew it? It makes my breath smell like gum all the time. Is that what you want? Don't I get enough of that already? You know, after we have sex? Honestly, would you want to chew it? See? So why would I? It's humiliating. It's degrading. And what makes it even worse is you know I think it's gross, but you make me do it anyway. You know what I mean. I know I can say no. I don't like to. It's really hard for me. It wears me down, you know? That's just my personality, okay? I've always been that way. When I have to do hard things, I just think, well, I'll get through it now, and in the end, it'll be worth it. But I'm not sure all this is worth it, Daddy. You know? I guess. This is really hard for me to say, but I guess I kind of feel taken advantage of. You know? You want me to do these things. No, I know you don't. I know I don't have to do them. But you know me, Daddy. I can't say no. I want you to be happy with me. I don't want to disappoint you. And what makes me really scared is that gum. I'm starting to get used to it. I'm really starting to get used to all of it. You know, the gum, calling you Daddy, those awful, nasty names you call me while we're having sex. And I'm even getting used to the fact that every time you want to come, you do it on my face. None of this is normal, Daddy. But I'm starting to get used to it, and that really scares me. No, but I don't like it. No, I don't. I know I get wet, but. Yeah, I know I come too, but that's different. That's just. Well, I don't know what that is. I don't know. It's just confusing is what it is. And it's humiliating and disgusting. And it feels like, I don't know, it feels like you're doing this on purpose to me. Like, you know I won't say no. You know I get horny, really horny, sometimes. And then you try to trick me into thinking I like it when you degrade me like this. I don't, Daddy. But I don't. What? No, I don't want to break up. I really, really like you, Daddy. I like living with you and having sex with you. I really like it when we snuggle on the couch and watch TV together, talk about school. But I just wish some things were different, I guess. It's not just about the gum anymore, or that you like to finish on my face, or the daddy thing. It's so much more than that. Okay. Well, like, why do I have to dress up in these crazy slutty clothes all the time? I mean, you know. I know it's just for when I'm at home, but like, just for once, Daddy, I'd like to be able to come home and relax. Maybe put on a t-shirt or a comfortable dress. Anything besides these embarrassing mini skirts and block heels you make me wear. Look at these. This top is so tight. My nipples are poking through. I look like some kind of prostitute, okay? Do you have any idea what this is like? Just walking around the apartment like this? Trying to make sure I'm clean and shaved. Chewing on sperm gum. Looking like a complete slut while I make sure to stay away from the windows. And I just wait for you to come home. I'm sorry, Daddy. That makes it even worse. I'm a slut waiting for my daddy, right? And sometimes I have to wait, like, a really, really long time. Then I start to wonder, who am I doing this for? Nobody's there. It's just me. You're not even home. And when you do come home, well, yeah, sometimes it's fun, I guess. It's just so demeaning. And another thing. Why don't you ever tell me what your schedule is? I mean, if you could just call, like, 10 or 15 minutes before you come home, I could get dressed, then be ready for you. Would that be an okay compromise? So at least when I'm sitting home by myself, my breath doesn't have to smell like cum, and I don't have to walk around the apartment looking like a complete whore for anyone who walks by the front window? No, I know I'm always worked up and excited when you get there. I know that. That's not the point, Daddy. No, it isn't. The point is, I don't like being treated like that. I don't like being taken advantage of like that. I don't. Just because I get wet doesn't mean... No, it doesn't mean I want it. It just means I'm starting to get used to it. That's why I'm bringing all this up. It's scaring me, Daddy. It's terrifying. That gum, I'm starting to actually like the taste of it. Like, all I can think about right now is opening the box of it sitting right there and getting another piece. What is wrong with me? When I start to dress like this, I get really wet, and I have to change my panties after an hour or so, or I'll start making a mess of my legs. Why are you laughing? It's not funny. The whole apartment starts smelling like me. I drip all the way down to my ankles the other day because all of my panties were in the washer. You're being a jerk, Daddy. I guess it's kind of funny, but it's also kind of disgusting. I don't feel human when that happens. I feel like an animal. An animal who can't control herself. And then there's that dildo you gave me. Remember? The rubber one with the suction cup? Yeah, that one. The one from yesterday. I was so mad at you when you gave that to me, Daddy. I was. I know I didn't say anything because, well, I was just trying to be a good girlfriend, okay? But I was mortified. What kind of boyfriend gives his girlfriend a suction cup dildo and says, "Here, if you're so horny, fuck this while you're waiting for me." It was just so humiliating. Seriously, I threw it right in the trash can. I was so upset. I almost broke up with you that night. But then, like, 2 hours later, you had gone to the library to study, and there I was, all dressed up in some whore outfit. So horny that, I don't know. I pulled it out of the trash and washed it off and started fucking it. I hated myself for that. Honestly, I did. And it's only gotten worse since. Like yesterday, when you came home and caught me, I'm bouncing up and down on this freakish rubber cock on the kitchen floor, chewing on this big wad of gummified sperm. And when you came in, I was so stupid, I didn't even see you. And you just laughed at me. You called me a slut. And what did I do? I fucking came. What is wrong with me? I don't think I've ever felt more disgusting in my whole life, Daddy. My stomach is tying itself in knots right now. Just thinking about it, realizing how lost I was, what I might have become. Do you get that? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I hated every second of it. But the thing is, I've gotten used to it. Anyway, that's why I decided I had to say something. Finally. I don't feel like myself anymore, Daddy. I don't even know who I am. I can't concentrate in class. My grades have gone down the drain. My parents are harassing me about why I'm not graduating this semester. I'm constantly preoccupied with making you happy. Trying to make sure I'm doing what you want me to do. I'm so fucking horny all the time. I'm chewing on this gum, and I seriously think I'm starting to get addicted to it. And all you seem to care about is using my pussy and coming on my face. Is that what I am to you, Daddy? Is that all I am? Just a tight pussy and a pretty face? Come on, just tell me the truth. Are you doing this to me on purpose? Wow, okay, well, thanks for your honesty. I can't believe you just said that. Well, mission accomplished, Daddy. I'm a slut now. Congratulations. As long as we're being completely honest together, do you want to know what I think? I think you're a pig, Daddy. I think you're disgusting. And I can't believe I let you treat me like this. I'm so fucking stupid. I'm such a pushover. No, I'm too nice. I've always been. And look where it's gotten me. I get wet for no reason. I obsessively chew on disgusting gum that literally makes my breath smell like sperm. I call my boyfriend Daddy, and all he does is call me a slut and come on my face. I mean, look at me. Look at what I'm wearing for you, Daddy. This is obscene. Well, say something. Is this what you wanted? This? You know what? Never mind. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm sorry, but I am. I'm such a slut. All I want to do right now is get a piece of that gum. Daddy, is there something in it? The gum? I mean, you know what I mean. Something that's messing with my head? Something addictive? It's okay. I won't be mad. I just really want to know. I need to know if somehow it did this, or if it's just me. If it really is just me. So? You know what? It doesn't matter. I don't think I want to know after all. Either way, it's my own fault. Why are you laughing? I worry too much. Wow, thanks for that scoop, Daddy. You don't think I know that? You don't think I know that? You're a jerk. Fuck. I need a piece of that gum. That's better. Daddy? I know you're busy, but I'm really horny. I'm so wet. Can you please fuck me, Daddy? Here, I'll bend over this desk, like this, and pull up my skirt. It's easy, right? It's so fucking easy to just fuck me, please. Call me names. Come on my face. Laugh at me. Do you see what I'm wearing? I'm a slut. I don't deserve any better. It can be really fast, okay? Just let me get off to your cock. I'm sorry about all that stuff I said before. I was confused. I didn't mean it. Daddy, I like it. I like smelling like cum and dressing like a toy. Honestly, don't make me fuck that dildo again. It's so cold and lifeless, Daddy. Please, please, Daddy. Oh, oh, fuck. Thank you. Thank you so much. Fuck me. Fuck me like a bitch. Yeah. Yeah, pull my hair. Pull my hair and fuck me just like that. Yes. Yes, Daddy. Call me a slut. Call me your biggest fucking cum slut. Oh, God, yeah. Fuck my wet little cunt. Use me. Use me up, Daddy. Pull my hair and use me. I'm so screwed up, Daddy. I'm so fucking messed up. I want to taste your cum. I want to taste the real thing. Ah, yes. Oh, God. Please, yeah, come on my face. Come on my face, Daddy. Come on me. Call me a slut and come on my face. Yeah, you know, oh my God, you're so fucking close, aren't you? Won't you just, oh my, fuck, yeah. Yeah, yeah, come all over my face. Fuck. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for your cum, Daddy. It tastes so good. I love cum. I love your cum. It's so sweet compared to the cum, you know? I like both. It's so good. Daddy, I'm gonna come too, okay? Watch me touch myself. Oh, God. I like smelling like cum for you. Daddy? Daddy? I'm gonna come too. Okay? I'm just gonna keep touching myself. And I'm gonna come. Oh, God. I like smelling like cum for you. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come, Daddy. Fuck. Oh, Daddy. 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 Fuck. Daddy. Disgusting, aren't I? No, I am. Don't backpedal, Daddy. Did I at least make you happy? Yeah? Okay. Well, at least I'm glad about that. Daddy, can I change out of these clothes now? Okay. Thank you, Daddy. I'm gonna go take a shower, okay? You can get back to studying. Oh. I left a bit of a mess on your desk, didn't I? And the floor, too. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know why I'm sorry. I really don't. Anyways, thanks, I guess. Sorry, I don't know what I'm saying. I'll leave you alone. Okay? Bye, Daddy.